Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
NPR has learned that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has told colleagues that tomorrow the House will vote to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate. Also tomorrow, Pelosi will announce the House impeachment managers who will prosecute the case. So one of the major questions remaining is, will enough Republicans defect in the Senate and join a call for actual witnesses at the trial? And could one of those witnesses be Lev Parnas, the Rudy Giuliani associate tied to shady dealings in Ukraine, arrested as he tried to leave the U.S.? His lawyer says data from Parnas' smartphone has now been given to investigators on the House Intelligence Committee. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell is reporting from the Senate on Capitol Hill. And so, Kelsey, first, just briefly, how might this vote in the House look tomorrow?
What we're expecting is that this could, we actually don't even know at what time this will happen, because all of this has been handled quite secretly by House Speaker Pelosi. What we do know is that the House will be voting on a resolution to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. And we're being told that that resolution will also include the names of the managers who will make the House case for impeachment at the Senate trial. Now, once they have that vote, there will be a process of what they call enrolling the bill. So it's a formal process of getting things together and notifying the Senate that the bill is on the way. Then the Senate has to say they are prepared to accept the articles of impeachment. And then House Speaker Pelosi and the impeachment managers place those articles of impeachment in a box. And they are walked across the Capitol from the House to the Senate, where they are received by the Secretary of the Senate. And that is where the pretrial preparations start in the Senate.
Well, quite a ritual, as it should be for such an important moment. And as for witnesses, once a trial starts in the Senate, CBS is reporting there may be four Republicans who will join Democrats and vote to hear from witnesses, which will bring the number to the magic 51 to, you know, make that happen. Now, we know Senators Romney and Collins have said they'd like to hear from firsthand witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who said he would testify. Which other senators?
Well, I think the thing that to remember here is that there could be a different combination of senators depending upon which witness, because it's not a vote necessarily on witnesses in general. They would be votes on individual witnesses. And there is a short list being prepared by Democrats of people they want to speak to. And I think one of the things that we should keep in mind here is there's a difference of opinion between Democrats and Republicans about when those votes on witnesses should happen. I spoke to Senator Romney just a little bit ago about whether or not he would vote if Democrats brought up the votes on witnesses before the trial begins, as they currently plan to do. And he said no, that he would not vote for witnesses until after they have heard from both sides. They make their cases, as was set up in the precedent from 1999 when they had the trial of Bill Clinton. At that time, they dealt with witnesses after opening statements and after the whole pretrial process was done. Yeah. That's not what Democrats want to do.
Well, but Democrats would also point out that during the Clinton era, most of those witnesses spoke before they got to the Senate, whereas now we've had the White House President Trump holding back witnesses in the House. But
that's right.
Be that as it may, would Lev Parnas, this Rudy Giuliani associate who was involved in pressuring Ukraine to investigate, Joe Biden, would his information on his smartphones and his testimony before a House committee, would that possibly make its way to the Senate?
So far, Democrats have not named him on their list of people that they want to speak to. Right now, the list Democrats repeat over and over is they want to hear from Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former National Security Advisor John Bolton, and two staff members at the Office of Management and Budget, where the decision about holding the aid to Ukraine was made. Lev Parnas is not on that list. That doesn't mean Democrats could not expand their list. But one thing that I've been told as I talk to staffers about the thinking behind calling witnesses is Democrats don't want to be seen as slowing things down or calling votes just to delay things. They want to be calling very targeted people to make sure that they have the best shot at convincing some Republicans to come to their cause.
Yeah. Just in the minute we have, President Trump tweeted over the weekend about, why don't we have, an outright dismissal, no trial at all. Republicans have balked. Senator Rob Portman of Ohio told reporters, we ought to have the opportunity to hear from both sides. Is that pretty much moot?
It is part of the conversation up here, but you are right. There really do not seem to be the votes for that, for a dismissal up here. And I don't think that we expect to see something like that could pass in the Senate.
Yeah. And by the way, if the impeachment articles go over, as we're hearing tomorrow, and we have that solemn walk, when might, I know it's guessing, but when might a trial start?
Well, our expectation is that a trial could start in earnest sometime next week, because there's still a whole pretrial process of exchanging briefs, and the summons has to be sent to the White House.
Yeah. Okay. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell on Capitol Hill. Thanks as always, Kelsey.
Thank you.